attempt to get updated on a couple of things if you have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right, so it's 15 to 5. I'm recording this on April 1st. Keith, you have a meal coming up this evening in the Benchlands?
We're serving right now.
How long will you be serving for?
Until we run out of food.
And what do you anticipate? How many people more do you think you can serve?
I don't know. I'm out working at another location right now.
Gotcha. What are your plans for tomorrow as far as food serving go?
We are not exactly clear. We have to have another meeting because we just received that. I just got this alleged permit from Susie O'Hara, which is a completely ridiculous, horrible, stupid thing. Unfortunately, and for example, they want us to keep people from camping on the bench lands. They want us to, in fact, they want us to tear down even our tents and move them every night and put them back up, and they're already damaged from moving them. So that can't really happen. And which means we're supposed to pay for any damages to the bench lands as a result of this. They only be there for 2 weeks. It's unsanitary conditions right now because you cannot sweep and mop the grass, which is where all the food falls, which is, you know, any food service person knows, and the health department is actually very upset that the city is doing this, but they don't seem to have much leverage yet.
Now, you requested a place other than the bench lands, correct?
I requested a hard surface area where we could have it steam cleaned each night after we're done with the meal.
Mm-hmm.
They're not interested in that.
But they are also, have you gotten any hints about what their plans are with these various parking lots that are being fenced off as alleged triage areas, one of which you pointed out could serve as a Food Not Bombs meal service downtown?
Yeah, well, they actually seem to have moved a lot of the fences out of the downtown area. They are threatening to arrest us if we go to a hard surface parking lot.
Under what ordinance or claim, do they say? Or?
They're claiming kind of that because of that order that they had to evict us from the
town clock.
Town clock has somehow got something to do with being anywhere on a hard surface within the city limits of Santa Cruz, including private property.
How's the number of volunteers at noon today?
We needed a lot more. We don't have. We need more volunteers desperately, and it's getting to be a really intense situation on the streets. There's been police have been going around and harassing people living in vehicles in a much more stepped up way in the last couple of days, including a number of visits to Alicia, the president of the Santa Cruz Homeless Union.
Mm-hmm.
They also are tearing people's tents down. They did a huge raid on Coral Street where they blocked off the entire street today around noon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the outcome of that is. Bob has talked to me a couple of times. He was about how the police harassed him, sitting in a doorway, preparing to sleep for the night on Soquel near 24-hour fitness,
mm-hmm.
and the cops said they're going to just throw all their shit in the street if he didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting lots of stories of brutality against people living on the streets. And then, you know, the shelter-in-place thing is like they're sort of using that, except for they're not having any place to shelter because they live outside. There is a huge desperation for water. Because there is no water except for at Food Not Bombs, because all sources of water have been cut off. There's very little food. The pantry up at Holy Cross apparently had just despicable food that the people just threw out because it wasn't edible, which is so sad.
I read in your email that it was spoiled frozen vegetables.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a the last I heard of the there was a slice of pizza, two granola bars, and an apple or something like that at St. Francis at noon. Which is, so that's not really enough. That would be, if we weren't around, that would be 100% of your food for you know, roughly 200 people that are frequenting these things. We don't, the thing is such chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other problem is that we are people can't find us often because, you know, we have to move around and go over here and go over there. And now the bench lands, which they're trying to get me to pay for, is being ruined because we said it would be ruined.
Now you,
and it is ruined because it's stupid. You don't have, you know, 100 people coming and eating in a day, 200 in a day, depending on the day, and not have it get all worn down and trashed, you know?
Well, you were originally up near the concrete services and the steps of the courthouse, right?
For one time we were there. Now they've got First Alarm. Then we moved to another location on a hard surface after the first night of being in the benchlands, and it became so muddy where we were that we moved up to this little no person's land where there wouldn't bother a soul. And then we had a coroner's office come out and threaten to arrest us and order us off and ban us from feeding people in the county. So that happened. And then we went back down to the benchlands. Now we're trashing the benchlands because, of course, you can't stand and, you know, in a food service area in the mud for day after day and not damage the grass. And so now they're trying to get me to pay for that.
How many people would you say slept there last night?
I don't know. In the general area, probably about 20 people. But, mm-hmm. you know, that means, you know, underneath the bridge, past the bridge. Mm-hmm. Watch your bridge down to the walking bridge. You know, there's a lot of people out there.
Any reports about how the porta potties are operating around town?
No, they don't. They don't. We've been trying to get them to service the portable toilets, but they are not interested in doing that. We call the United several times a day. They will not. They say the city has to do it. The city doesn't do it, so they just, you know, they told us it was going to be serviced on Tuesday. Here it is Wednesday. It's still like they're all still completely full and disgusting. So there's no toilets anymore. People are pooping in the river. There's a cholera epidemic on in the near future to add to our COVID-19 crisis. It's essentially when house people start to die, which should be soon, we can lay the blame on people like Martine Bernal and Andy Mills and Carlos at the county administration and so on, because they are the people who could have cooperated, but instead are in this combative attitude. And so, you know, people, they're still taking people's sleeping bags and blankets and everything, and it's just tragic. And so also you have 60 people still at the Salvation Army, 8 to 12 inches apart, night after night, coughing and coughing. Those people go out into the streets. It's like very likely that COVID-19 is in that shelter. They are not willing to try to get Salvation Army to pay for hotel rooms for everyone there, or to at least half the people, to reduce the pressure. They wouldn't do it. The city wouldn't do it. The county wouldn't do it.
How about the jails? Any activity about releasing from the jails?
I haven't heard anything about that. No one. They don't. When they arrest you, which they don't generally take you to jail anymore. They just give you a court date for a date that never will happen. So there's that.
I hear Lucero Luna has been released after being arrested.
Yeah, she was taken to a psychiatric facility. It was the only way she ended up being actually incarcerated, because otherwise they wouldn't. There was no room in the, in the jail.
You know anything about the details of that arrest?
No, I do not. I know that. So one of the things that clearly is happening is that people are freaking out, and so when people that are generally not so freaked out are already freaked out, then people that are on the streets that already have difficulties are even made more difficult. So today, for 1 hour, I could not set up the table and the equipment at our meal because Aspen was, like, completely blown out, and he kept grabbing me and hugging me and kissing me, and I'm like, he could not understand social distancing, and I had to drive away from my own food program because there was nothing I could do about it,
I think I know Aspen. He has another name at different times, I think, but yeah.
I've only known him as Aspen. Huh?
He's always quite physically affectionate, as I remember, if it's the same guy.
I don't have a problem with that, but, you just can't be hugging somebody for 15 minutes during this crisis, And you can't follow me around the van, circles, trying to grab me the whole time and trying to climb into the damn van. It was horrible. So that was very stressful. And I love Aspen. He's a great person, but he just, people have to realize that people that are having, that are, like, in his case, a disability that, are not as easy to, encourage to follow the distancing. I'll send you over the, I'm going through line by line, Susie O'Hara's permit thing. But, they're like, wanting me, I'm supposed to be responsible for food. I'm supposed to be responsible for damage to the park. We always have to have our permit available for anybody to look at that comes from the city. We can't let people sleep there, which is not our business.
They want you to police the area, it sounds like.
Yeah, and at the same time, they want to make it difficult for people to eat and make it unsafe. But the health department has been on our side, and they're trying to convince them to let us, to not attack us if we move to a hard surface.
Mm.
But it's really fucked up, and that we should spend days fighting the cops when there was no, when we were at the town clock, we actually had a whole organized thing where people did social distancing and so on. But we did have a lot of people that had gone, we had Jackie lose her crap and scream at me for 6 hours. We had Travis and Lucero fighting each other on the streets because they were all hyped up and freaked out by what's going on. So that there should be like a way for people, they've shut down MHK, because you can't be in there. They don't have food. So, we haven't seen Meals on Wheels in days. There's no water. There's no toilets. Now they finally opened the San Lorenzo Park toilets, but that's it.
Now, are there porta potties? You say there were porta potties around prior to the opening of the San Lorenzo Park toilets at the San Lorenzo Park?
There's two of them, and they're full, and you can't use them. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Unless you like to put poop, have somebody else's poop on your butt, you could do that.
Sounds exciting. So,
it's very frustrating.
So you're still inviting people to come?
They're out to, it looks like, this is the thing. If you hate homeless people and you want them all to die, that's one thing. But in this situation, COVID-19 isn't going to just stay in the homeless population, kill off the homeless population. It's going to move from the homeless population into the house population and kill the house people. And they're so totally irresponsible. supposed to, according to the CDC
Has there been much movement to take over vacant buildings or houses?
So far, we are so busy fighting the cops on just the food that we haven't gotten around to that.
I mean, have you heard of any reports of this happening here in Santa Cruz?
Not in Santa Cruz, no. A lot of other places, and people want to do it, but right now it's the cops are on us like freaking.
Plus, there's the fear of people. The fear of getting together in groups generally because of the COVID-19 thing. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be okay to break into a building and put a few people in it, but the reality is the cops are so vicious in this town that that's very risky right now. So basically, I think what we have to do is wait till the first, dozen or two people die, of which some of them will be, like, Take Back Santa Cruz people and stuff like that, that think that they're somehow impervious to this, and then they will start to wake up. And I kind of somewhat predict that as soon as Martin Bernal's neighbor dies of COVID-19, because it starts to become clear that his policies have been total bullshit and are responsible for his neighbor's death, that then things are going to really flip. And then the other thing that, of course, is there's this pretend idea in this permit process that Susie O'Hara is trying to give us that somehow things are going to be, like, better sometime. But that's nonsense. This is going to get to be harder core. There's no way there isn't going to be a massive number of people, homeless, new homeless people, not with a collapsing economy. They're, like, completely out of touch with reality. And they're just totally, I think once people read this, permit thing, they'll go, whoa, what the fuck's wrong with these people, man?
Now, Food Now Bombs traditionally does not seek and, in fact, rejects permits because they've been used in the past in other cities for political purposes that have nothing to do with real health conditions. You actually proposed a memorandum of understanding rather than a permit, right?
Yeah, we provided that, and that's actually what we're going to go with, because we're not going to go with this permit process that she's got. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's genocidal. It's like it's against the interests of people trying to survive on the streets. It's against the it's a vicious attack against the richest people in this town. So, I don't think anybody should get behind this or support it. I'm almost about to hold a press conference where I'm going to go, I'm not going to feed anybody else anymore. You just handle the looting and the murder and every fucking thing that's going to go on. Because I'm fed up. You won't work with me. You can have your stores. There's already people being arrested for looting. There's already windows breaking out downtown.
Have you heard of that happening in the last 2 days?
Yeah. There was like 6 people arrested for looting yesterday.
I saw that, but it wasn't clear where they were looting. Did you get any sense of that?
I don't know that, but you can see broken windows up and down Front Street and on other streets downtown.
Hmm.
So you know that if you can't get food, this is going to get real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're playing with fire. I mean, I could just go home and write my memoir and fuck these assholes in this fucking city and let them take their city out and just fucking have people kill each other. They don't get it. They've never been in a riot. They've never been in a food riot. They've never seen fucking real shit. They're like, got their heads completely shoved up their asses as far as they fucking could put it. That's the way it is. And when their families start to die because of these assholes are such fucking dumbasses, and good riddance to them, man.
Take it.
That's unbelievable. These people should be fucking put in prison before they endanger any more people.
But likely tomorrow you will be at the vet's hall preparing food at noon?
No, we won't be doing that. Why would we do that?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that you were inviting people to come to prepare food in different locations. I was trying to suggest a place where people could go to, you know,
no,
help you.
No, we don't have any place for anybody to go.
Oh, boy, I thought there was a vet sale. My mistake.
We're trying to get the vet sale, but we can't get anybody to move on that. We got it on Saturdays and Sundays, but we can't get them to open that up. We're spending so much fucking time on this goddamn fucking permit thing that we aren't spending time trying to get kitchens.
Where will you be? Where are you trying to? Or do you have a place where you're going to prepare food tomorrow that you want people to join you at?
No, we don't.
Okay, so it's a matter of what, word of mouth, or you know.
Well, we're hoping that we're going to share food somewhere logical in downtown somewhere, but if we're not, we're going to be in the benchlands again.
No, but where do you, are you preparing it in the benchlands?
No. We're preparing the food in clandestine commercial kitchens that we don't want to get raided by fucking asshole fuckers that run this government.
It sounds like the late 80s. That's what we were doing then.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit, man. It's fuck. But now it's like hardcore, because this, you know, the one thing to get arrested for not having a permit because of a bullshit political stupidity, but it's another thing to get harassed for trying to save the lives of the people that live in Santa Cruz, California.
People like
pandemic at the beginning of a global economic collapse.
Are any other service, so-called service providers, trying to be helpful? I don't know, Brent Adams, anybody from, you know, these other groups that have been.
Well, the Association of Faith, whatever that's called.
Communities, yeah.
Yeah, they've been the principal people trying to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Adams is just sort of like hugging. Well, I don't know why he's got so much time to trash people all day, every day. But that's what he does.
What about the Union of the Homeless nationally? I know you have a phone call coming up tomorrow, or they do. Any chance of emergency supplies from them or anything of that support?
Well, I mean, we are, I'm the treasurer of the local here, and they tried to feed people over at Coral Street, but the cops blocked off the street, and there was like a war going on over there.
When was that?
That was at noon today, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 1 o'clock, yeah. It was a massive police operation. They shut the whole street down.
And is that still the case, or did people come back afterward?
I have no idea. I just got frantic calls from Alicia that it was a total war going on.
Okay. Anything you want me to put out there other than what you've already said?
Well, people should call the city manager's office and demand that they leave us the fuck alone.
420-5030 is the number as far as I know it.
Yep, and the thing is that if the government would get the fuck out of the way, we would be fine. They just got to get the fuck out of the way, those bastards. You know, they're trying to kill as many fucking people in this town as they can. And I think anybody that's pays taxes or did pay taxes in this town, lives in this town, you know, should be, you know, they should be like freaking out that their leadership of the county and the town is criminal and doesn't give a shit where their family dies or lives.
I'm going to leave it there, Keith, because you've made that really clear, or if you haven't, the circumstances have.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Keith. Bye-bye.